Hello everyone.
Hey, welcome to our new weekly podcast.
So my name is Hugo.
And I'm Tom.
And today we will present you the Cygnus artificial sun, which has been announced in March 2018.
Could this be the cleanest energy source in the world? You learn everything on this in this podcast. So stay tuned until the end.
So first we have a little quiz for you. How many times hotter do you think this artificial sun is compared to the real one? So, answer A, 2 times hotter. Answer B, 13 times hotter. And C, it can't be hotter than the real sun. So what do you think, Tom?
Well, I mean, like, the sun is really, really hot, so there's no way something we created on Earth could be hotter than this, right?
I will answer this at the end of the podcast.
Oh. Well, then, to begin, please listen to a renowned scientist which is studying this artificial sun.
This project can be a huge advantage for the world. If everything works like we expected, this solar energy could be put in the market by 2050. And the goal is to have a cheap, near limitless, safe, and clean energy. But this improved technology could totally fail. So it's basically a $10 billion gamble. The reaction which takes place inside of this artificial sun is a fusion reaction. This means that small atoms merge together to create a bigger atom. So deuterium and tritium bound together to create helium and a neutron. Deuterium and tritium are hydrogen isotopes. This means that they have the same amount of protons, but a different amount of neutrons. Tritium is not dangerous, but if it's bound with oxygen, it can form radioactive water.
Okay, thanks for your time spent answering your question.
So now, because I hear the scientist, this project looked perfect because there are no waste and no greenhouse gases released in this process. Indeed, because the only atoms used in this process are just hydrogen and helium, and they are completely clean.
Yeah, I agree, this looks pretty good. But, well, there's that part, like, about tritium and oxygen, which can form radioactive water, and this looks, like, really bad.
Yes, but normally the tritium will not be in contact with oxygen unless there is a leak. And even if there is a leak, it will be quickly diluted in the ascent.
Oh, that's pretty reassuring. But, well, if tritium can merge with oxygen, then how can we find it on Earth? Because, like, there's oxygen, like, everywhere, literally.
Yes, it's true. There aren't a lot of tritium on the Earth, but we can find a lot of this on the Moon. So if we can establish a Moon base, we could have an easily accessible tritium sources.
But, like, isn't this supposed to be a clean energy source? So, like, if we have to go on the moon with a rocket ship, take the tritium, come back, this doesn't really look clean to me. Like, there's a lot of problems which can be linked with this.
Yes, that's true. If we establish a moon base, the energy sources might not be totally clean, but in my opinion, it's still way better than fossil fuels.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's obvious. You're probably right.
So, now, back to the quiz question.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I said, like, this source couldn't be hotter than the sun, right?
Yes, it was your answer, but you're wrong, because the good answer was the B. It is 13 times hotter than the real sun.
Oh.
So because scientists want to make the atom bound together, so they can't reproduce a sun as big as the real one, so they choose to make it hotter.
Ah, that makes sense, actually, now that you take it. Well, now we will explain you vocabulary that we said during this podcast. First, greenhouse gases. You probably already know what this is, but, well, it's basically gases which, well, are accentuating the greenhouse effect. What is the greenhouse effect? It's a phenomenon that basically warms up the atmosphere, but, like, it's way more complicated, in fact.
And the fossil fuels? They are non-renewable energies which take millions of years to form, and they are a big part of our energy consumption.
And finally, a gamble. So, well, it's basically a risky action which is undertaken with the hope of success. But it could also be, for example, betting money and hoping to gain more. Well, that's all. So, thanks for listening.
Yes, bye.
Bye.